are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hello, everybody. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. All right, busy day, but busy show. Got a lot to talk about, although it's kind of hard to talk. I'm getting a little bit nauseated. I'm looking at this Pizza Hut pizza they're launching that is bordered by cheeseburgers. It's called a cheeseburger-ringed pizza. Now, I guess they launched it in the Middle East, and I'm looking at this thing. It's kind of disgusting. It's really disgusting looking. You see the beef, you see the cheese. The dough looks kind of cool. It's rung around all these. I got a picture of it on my Facebook. But, I mean, you just look at the calories. What is going on now with these restaurants? It's almost like while we have this whole obesity movement here in America, now these chains are deciding to, in other countries, launch these highly caloric type of, I don't even want to say entrees. This thing, it's almost like an entree and an appetizer and a dessert all in one. I got to tell you, the only thing that really looks good is the dough. I kind of like the dough. I just can't look at all the cheese and burgers mixed in with the pizza. But, I guess a Russian Burger King now has unicorns and tattoo artists in their ad trying to launch their food. And then, of course, the Domino's Pizza has the hot dog crust pizza in the U.K. Maybe they're like, forget about this. Forget about America. They're all on this health food craze, even though most of us aren't. Most of us really do not want to go on a health food craze. Many of us really like our comfort food. We really do. You'll never hear me, complain and act like I've battled weight my whole life. I'm not going to sit there and say I battled weight because, my chief officer, my petty officer, my lieutenant colonel has been a ho-ho. So I'm not going to sit here and complain and feel sorry for myself. I like comfort food. I like it. I know how to watch my weight. I know how to exercise. I know how to watch my calories. But I'm sorry. I love the fact that if I want to, I could go to the store and find something chocolatey stuffed with cream. I just love that. And I live in America, a free country. Right? Don't I? And I pay my taxes such that I can travel to the nearest store and get my chocolatey ho-ho if I want. And I just really hope America doesn't ruin that, because otherwise we're going to have to go to the Middle East and eat this cheeseburger-ringed pizza. All right, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We're going to be taking a test to see if you are a workaholic, okay? Oh, you all know that's why I'm a big workaholic. So we'll see how I fare, but I really worry more about how you guys fare. So we're going to talk about workaholic. Also, I guess, remember Carmageddon? Remember when the 405 had to close down for a weekend? Well, they think there may be a baby boom. They think maybe people stayed home and didn't drive. And if they didn't drive, I guess their only other option was sex. So we'll talk about that and see if there's a baby boom because of Carmageddon from the 405 closure in L.A. I guess some interesting facts about cocaine killing off your brain. We knew that, but I guess there's some more studies. I guess the mom who donated a kidney to her boss now really wants that kidney back. I don't know how that's going to work. And I guess there's restaurant racism. Food servers are admitting that they give African Americans worse service because they say African Americans are worse tippers. So we're going to talk about that. So as you can see, very, very busy day, but not busy enough for your call. So please call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what happened here? Looks like a husband accidentally shoots himself and wife during a gun safety class. Oh, come on. Come on. I can't stand it when I hear people shoot themselves. I mean, then don't handle a gun. Don't be stupid. All right. Bedford County Sheriff's Office said Michael L. Deal, 54 years old from Virginia, shot himself in the hand with a .45 caliber handgun, but the bullet also struck his wife, Michelle, 49 years old, sitting next to him. Okay, you know she called him some names. Woo! He's sleeping on the couch. The incident occurred Saturday during a firearm safety class at a residence in the neighborhood. The instructor, Thomas Stark, told police he had left the room and then heard a shot. Oh, he's in trouble. Woo, he's getting fired. The Deals were taken to a local hospital. Of course, nurses, when they saw them, said, "What's the deal?" Okay, that was, come on, that's funny. Come on. All right, that's not funny. Really. All right, so the Deals were taken to a hospital. Come on. Really, are the jokes that bad? All right, they were taken to a local hospital where they were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Michael Deal says the shooting was a quote-unquote stupid accident. Oh, you got that right. You got that right. I tell you, my husband accidentally misfired. Oh, man. And you want to know what? You want to know what I did, right, to really, you know, get at him? Is I was really apathetic about the whole thing. I was like, okay. And that scared him. You see, what scares my husband, right, is the unpredictable. Okay, he thought I was going to freak out. He thought I was going to tell him to get rid of the guns. He thought I was going to make him trade. He get the girl gun, and I get his gun. I mean, he thought I was going to call his mother. He didn't know what was going to hit him. And instead, I took a look. I said, "How's the floor?" He said, "Floor's fine." I go, "Okay," and I walk away. And for days, he tiptoed around wondering when I was going to explode, you know, like Mount Popo in Mexico. And I didn't. And so he's still freaked out. He'll still walk in there. This happened like months ago. He still like looks at me like, when am I going to get it? Now, he's going to get it. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course he's going to get it. But I'm going to wait. Okay, I'm going to wait till something happens. Like, let's say he ticks me off about something else. Then I bring it up. You know, because I'm really not mad. For some reason, I'm not mad about it. But when he ticks me off about something, then everything comes. So I have this mental list. I have a mental list of everything he has done to tick me off this year. And then I am going to just regurgitate it, vomit out all over him when I get mad, and he knows it's a coming. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly coming right up. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com, civilian emergency dispatch system. Peace through preparedness.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, taking your emails at drdahlia.com. Melissa writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm a communication student at UNLV. Woohoo! I went to UNLV. What is the most difficult thing about being a radio host? Okay, that, well, honestly, being a radio host, I think, is very easy for me. I like to talk. I like to, you know, tell everybody the headlines and answer questions, but, there is something difficult, and you're a girl, so, you know, we could talk, we girls could talk. I think the most difficult thing, and you guys aren't going to think I'm serious, but I'm really serious about this, is remembering not, I mean it, don't think I'm not being serious with this one, but, kind of remembering not to toot or fart, and I mean it. This is something you will never hear from radio hosts, but it's something that we all freak out by about, and I'll tell you why. Okay, I'm on air for 3 hours, right? And when you're in a studio, you're in a room all alone. Now, many of us don't pretend to be coy. Okay, you know, many of us were sitting there working, and you know, we don't, right? Okay, but I'm hooked up to a microphone. That goes to, like, we got Kyle and Chad working the dials, okay? I don't need them hearing that kind of stuff. And so the hardest, most difficult part of doing what I do is hoping that I don't forget that I'm hooked up to the microphone And now the reason why this is okay, the average American, I don't want to say average, I think the study was only done with Americans, so I really don't know about people from Zimbabwe or Norway or, you know, maybe South Africa, but you probably average one toot an hour. So you're looking at, I mean, if I do a 3-hour show, I could possibly have 3 misfires. And it really is. I know you guys think I'm joking, but it probably is. No radio host is going to admit that on air. Nobody's going to admit that on air. You know, you don't want to forget that you're by yourself and, you know, fart. And so that's got to be the most difficult part of my job. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Oh, poor Kyle. He's like, Dahlia, you've forgotten multiple times. Sorry about that. And by the way, you can't open the door in your studio booth. So, I mean, that's another problem. Not only is it an embarrassment, but then you're breathing the stuff in, and we're talking, you know, colonic air projectiles now lining your lungs. It's really, but no other radio host, you'll never hear that from Rush Limbaugh. He'll never admit that. But Rush Limbaugh's so big, he could probably toot and nobody cares. I mean, you know, his ratings are up. I bet his ratings would just keep going up no matter what he does, no matter what expulsion he has. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Hello. I'm an alcoholic. I'm just calling to see what treatment you would recommend. Do you recommend inpatient or full medicalization? Mm-hmm. I'm 22 years old, and I have been drinking since I was 17. I was just curious as to what you would recommend.
No, that's no, and good for you for calling. Good for you. Okay. My biggest recommendation, I would say my favorite is AA. And AA, Alcoholics Anonymous, you could do as an outpatient. You can. However, you know, many people, after they've tried AA or if they don't think they could do it, then we do get them set up with addiction specialists who can do inpatient type of treatment. Now, mind you, before you go through all that, you're going to have to do some house cleaning, okay? And I'd love to open this up to my listeners. 1-877-DOC-DALI, how did you guys quit drinking alcohol? We talked about this last year. It was a great show. People called in telling us what they did. I know we're not live in every city that's listening to this, but if you are listening live, I'd love to have you call in. Tell us, how did you lick alcoholism? Did you do AA? Did you do inpatient? Let's help this guy out. So keep in mind, if you decide, and good for you for deciding to go off alcohol, again, don't do it abruptly. Never stop drinking abruptly, because you could go into a withdrawal seizure, or you could go into DTs, delirium tremens. In fact, we talked about this. It could be deadly, going through alcoholic withdrawal unchecked, such that in the hospital, we used to actually hook people up to IV alcohol. We'd give them 10% alcohol drips just so they wouldn't. Oh, I know the medical students were like, pop one open. But no, it didn't look like it tasted good. I can't drink straight alcohol. I don't know how people do it. By the way, we're going to be talking about a little later this hour, these teenagers are really going after these hand sanitizers and drinking hand sanitizers to get drunk. Because they're about 10 proof? So we need to talk about that. But anyway, I like alcohol with a little bit of fruit in it, a little mixer or something. No, I don't drink. But anyway, I'm not supposed to say that. Ooh, we got to be careful. Boy, I can't fart on air. I can't talk about alcohol on air. I got to be careful. But anyway, so you have to prepare. You cannot do this. If you're going to do this on your own, you can't stop alcohol completely. You also need to kind of clean up the house, literally and figuratively, okay? With the house, okay, you can't be having all these bottles. You can't be having cases of beers. You really need to get it out of the house. And, of course, maybe limit it down so you can have a little bit. And by talking little bit, we are talking little bit, okay? Maybe a third of a beer a night, okay, as opposed to the 2 or 3 beers a night. All right, as you wean down, I want you to sit down with your family doctor or internist or a medical provider and talk about how to wean. Now, you also need to clean house friend-wise. What good is trying to go through an alcoholic inpatient program when you're going to come out and your friends are like, yay, you're out, all right, let's go party. No, 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 no. Okay, your friends can't drink. Your wife can't drink. Your family can't drink around you. I mean, when they come over to your house, because remember, when you finally go off alcohol, when you are finally alcohol-free and sober and dry, then you're going to have nothing in your house. You're going to have no alcohol in your house. So your mom's going to come over or your brother's going to come over. They're like, where's the beer? You're going to say, uh-uh, not here. Not here. We are going to, you could have some soda. You could have some water, Gatorade, but no alcohol is going to be in my house. So, I mean, you know, you need to really get, everybody involved. You need to let your friends, family members, even coworkers. You know, your coworkers can't go, all right, you know, it's happy hour, Friday night, let's go. No, 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 no. Okay, not around you. Okay, this is a group effort, an absolute group effort. And, of course, you really need to avoid people who are bad influences. You'll probably lose friends. You will lose friends. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Remove any barware, anything that's a reminder. And I'm going to tell you this, even for people that diet, TiVo all your shows. We talked about this many times on this show. You need to TiVo or DVR all your television shows. Why? So you don't watch the commercials. Now, radio ads, please listen to. Okay, radio ads keep me on air. So in between air, but my ads, I don't know what ads play, you know, in your respective city, but I doubt it's a beer commercial or I doubt it's a triple cheeseburger with bacon. So you're probably fine with radio ads, but television, it is very difficult to diet while watching television. Why? Because they know exactly what to do. They will, especially these pizza places, because they know you're going to see their burger or their hot dog pizza or whatever the heck they're selling, and you're going to then want to call, you're going to then want to call and order in while you're watching Glee. So you need to, I mean, you have to change your whole routine where you watch TV only on DVR because you're not allowed to watch commercials. Because again, you do not need any temptation. Now later when you're good, you know, and you feel like you can, you know, handle seeing somebody else with a beer that's great. But in the beginning, you really won't be able to. You will not be able to see your friend drink a beer. The smell. You know, people think the smell of smoke is addictive. The smell of alcohol. You aren't going to be able to work at a bar. I have a patient that wanted to liver failure. Amazingly, he reversed. I have never seen a patient do as well as he did. But he had to quit his job, and it was a good job at a bar. He had to go completely dry, completely sober. Everybody had to be on board, and he did it. But, I mean, he almost died to do it. Now, what are signs of withdrawal from alcohol? Shaking, sweating, headache, nausea, vomiting, anxiety, restlessness. You could have diarrhea, stomach cramps. Blood pressure can actually go up. Heart rate could go up, difficulty sleeping, and of course, remember, poor sleep is always related to cardiac issues and high blood pressure issues, so you need to, you know, be aware of those. Even if you're doing it mildly, my only problem is many people need help. Alcoholics Anonymous, though, is one of my favorite groups. They give you a sponsor. It's free, okay, so, and it's something you can do. Of course, there's many other, you know, tricks of the trade, but right now, start with that, and please keep me posted. Great question, guys. Keep them coming. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
A healthy heart starts with Extendivite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
extend your life with Extendovite.
$4, $5, $6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from airfusionsystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at airfusionsystems.com, spelled A-I-R-F-U-S-I-O-N, systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from airfusionsystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save earth.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Of course, you can email us at drdahlia.com. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia. I never thought I would like Twitter. I never thought I would get into Twitter, but I didn't realize how easy it is for me to give people updates. And I'm only on air 3 hours out of the 24-hour day. That is 1/8. See? I know my math, and I know people need information 24/7, okay? When you're in the media, you have to. So please, if you have a Twitter account, even if you don't have a Twitter account, you could still just go on and they give you an egg for a picture. You don't even have to put your picture on, but make sure you follow what I could post, because as these things come in, I don't get to talk about everything on air that I want to, and many times you're only listening to a small sliver of the show. So please follow me on Twitter and, of course, Facebook. For those of you that are on Facebook, we have a fan page. Follow me at least on that so I could give you information that way. Okay. Bo writes, Dr. Dahlia, I'm listening to you in Missoula, Montana. All right. And you are 150% correct. When am I not? When I turned sober, I lost all of my friends. It was lonely and very difficult, but worth it. Now I have sober friends, and it doesn't hurt to belong to a church. Oh, yeah, good point. Yep, that's a good point. I should have brought that up. Okay, as you're losing all your friends, when you turn sober, because many of your friends drink. Okay, I mean, and I don't want to say most people that are alcoholic have alcoholic friends, but you know, usually it takes years for you to get to that point. And if your friends aren't going to be on board, and when you go out not drink, then they're really not your friends. Okay, they need to help you through this. This is life saving. They may not be alcoholic just because you know, like to drink and drink regularly and may drink in the morning and may have a drink for breakfast and drink before you go to work or sip some drinks at work. Doesn't necessarily mean your friends are also alcoholic. But if they want to be your friend and help you through this, then when you guys go out to dinner or go to the movies or go bowling, no. Okay, they are going to have to help you. And I know some of you are saying, wait a second, no, we don't have to change our lives for one person. No, actually, if you're a good friend, yes, you do. You do not know how difficult it is for people addicted to alcohol to get off. All right? And you know, then we need to question you. If you really can't get through a bowling game, is that what you call a bowling game? Or is it called a round of bowling? It's called a, what do they call it? I know there's like 10 sets. I could bowl. I just don't know what you call it. Right? Like there's a football game, so a game of bowling maybe. If you call it a game, a set, I don't know, touchdown. If you can't get through a round or a match, a bowling match, right, without drinking a beer, maybe you have a problem. So help them out. And Bo is right. Go to the church. Okay? If you're trying to go through this, and whether you're working with AA or not, I am sure there are many people at your church. I know the pastor may be drinking a little bit too, but that's okay. That's okay. But, you know, I am sure there are many people at the church who don't drink. You know, ask your pastor, try to get a group together, you know, and and I know many of you men are like, wait, that's too girly. Dr. Dolly is telling me to get a group of buddies together, right? What are we going to do? Have a spot of tea? Listen, you do what you got to do and then you get through it, okay? Yes, definitely go to your church. Okay, so speaking about alcoholics, let's talk about workaholics. Now, this is something I could definitely relate to. Are you a workaholic? Now, Norwegian scientists have designed a scale to separate out workers from those who are either over-diligent versus those who are workaholics. It's called the Bergen Work Addiction Scale. And it looks at the kind of behavior that is displayed by all kinds of addicts, from drug users to alcoholics, but related to the workplace. Okay, so we're going to take this test. All right, everybody get a pen ready. Come on. Come on. It's not a pop quiz. It's a test. It's an easy test. All right, gosh, you guys are lazy. Well, I'm taking the test. Here we go. Okay, look at each of the statements and rank yourself on each one according to the following. One would be never. Two would be rarely. Three would be sometimes. Four would be often. And five is always. Okay, number one. You think of how you can free up more time at work. Okay, do I always try to figure out how I could slip in radio prep versus patient reports? Yeah, absolutely. I don't have enough hours of the day. When 24 hours of the day is not enough and you want 30-hour days, you're a workaholic. Okay, so I got a big five on that one. Let me write five there. Okay, number two, you spend much more time working than initially intended. Oh, yeah. I've worked. All I've done is work. I've worked 2-3 jobs my whole. Big five on that one. You work in order to reduce feelings of guilt, anxiety, helplessness, and depression. No, that's not me. That's not me. I work because I'm a workaholic, okay? The one for that one. You have been told by others to cut down on work without listening to them. No, I've had others say they don't want to listen to me and to cut back on my radio show. So you have been told by others to cut down on work. Absolutely. Everybody always tells me to cut down on work. A big five for that one. You become stressed if you are prohibited from working. Oh, big time. Now, many of you guys, you put a five on this one. Okay, and I tell you why. What happens if your computer's off? What happens if your computer's down and you can't access your work from your internet? You can't do any of your show prep. You're a writer, a reporter. You see what I mean? You get anxious. Okay, that's an easy one. A five for everybody. Okay, you deprioritize hobbies, leisure activities, and exercise because of your work. All right. Does your honey want to have sex and you say, no, I'm in the middle of my thesis? Yeah, yeah. Okay, that, let me I still have sex with my husband. Let me do a four on that one. Honestly, let's do that one. Okay. You work so much that it is negatively influencing your health. Yes, my butt's getting bigger because I'm not exercising as much. Absolutely. Okay, so, all right, if you score four or five on four or more of these statements, you are a workaholic. Well, there we go. There we go, workaholic. Okay, so what do we do? Well, I don't know. I mean, we're getting stuff done. And I mean, are we really workaholics? I mean, look at this recession. Okay, I can't not work. I can't say, no, I'm not going to see patients, and I'm going to enjoy a match of bowling. But you kind of got to look at it. It was a bowling match, game of bowling. No, bingo. No. I mean, I need to work. I got malpractice, insurance premiums, workman's comp premiums, staff to pay. I'm going to work. Okay, then for my show, I need to prep for my show. Okay, I can't sit here and do a radio show for you all talking about how I don't know how to pronounce a bowling game or a bowling match. Right? You guys would stop listening. I have to go through New England Journal of Medicine, Journal of American Medical Association, British Medical Journal to give you guys heavy duty medical advice, which I haven't done all hour, but don't tell my boss. Yeah, I don't think Kyle and Chad even know what's going on. So don't tell anybody. So, but anyway, if I did my show the way I was supposed to do my show, I'm prepping by reading these articles. And I'm going to tell you, even as a doctor, these articles are boring. They're boring. But that doesn't mean there's something wrong with me. It means I have good work ethic. I'm going to read these articles so I give you guys, you know, the most astute medical advice I could give you. Okay. No, but honestly, guys, when it comes to working, you only have one life. Okay? You know, my kids, they are growing up every day. And I miss so much of it. And, you know, and I know I could blame the recession, I could blame my husband's mother, I could blame everybody just because I feel like blaming somebody. But if I miss them growing up, it's my fault, and I'm going to have regrets. So if you think you're going to have regrets missing an aspect of your workday or not finishing certain reports, wait till you get to an age where your kids grew up and you missed all that. Now, luckily, most of the part of the day I miss with my kids is when they're whiny and when they're asking for iPhones and iPads. So as far as I'm concerned, Daddy could deal with that. And then I get the lovey-dovey part, okay? Even though I'm the disciplinarian in the family, I'm a lot tougher than my husband is on the kids. I'm still the one that gives them all the lovey-dovey. Oh, little kizzies. Such a little kizzy on the cheek. All right, guys, don't go away. We got more Dr. Dolly at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. Plant Skid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use Plant Skid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. Plant Skid. Proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're not prepared, get PreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in the USA. Coming April 28th and 29th. Get PreparedExpo.com. Over 125 seminars and exhibits. Survival gardening, water filtration, long-term food storage, freeze-dried food, heirloom seeds, storm shelters, survival communications, solar power, herbal medicine, heating with wood, living off junk, home defense, guns, ammo, negotiate for your life, homeschool your children, start your own home-based business. Get PreparedExpo.com. Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. Meet your USAPrepares.com instructors. Vincent Finelli, Jeff Olson, the freeze-dry guy, John Moore, Matt Stein, Larry Pratt, Dr. Julie Pennick, Beth Ann, David Christopher, Julia Shopping, Robert Allen, and over 30 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. Download program flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, April 28th and 29th. GetPreparedExpo.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
And we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So those of you with a cocaine habit, boy, we talked about alcoholics, we talked about workaholics, and now cocaholics. Chronic cocaine use may speed up brain aging. Now, we've known that cocaine just eats away at the brain, all right, but how? British researchers scanned the brains of 60 people with cocaine dependence and 60 people with no history of substance abuse and found that those with cocaine dependence had greater levels of age-related loss of brain gray matter. They said cocaine users lost 3.08 milliliters of brain volume. That's almost a teaspoon. It's 5 milliliters per teaspoon. And that's per year, which is nearly twice the rate of 1.69 milliliters per year seen in healthy people. I know. Brain does atrophy. Your brain does get smaller. And when we look at it on CT or MRI, you actually see more of the space between the brain and the wall, the calvarium. So you're losing more than half of a teaspoon of your brain volume every year where when you use cocaine. All right, they say the increased decline in brain volume in the cocaine users was most noticeable in the prefrontal and temporal cortex, regions that are associated with attention, decision-making, self-regulation, and memory. So, you know, you're already losing. I know some of you probably who are on cocaine listening to the show now, which is probably why you like the show, are like, what? Not going to happen to me. I'm young. It's going to happen to you. Okay, there's going to be a time when you stop. You're going to run out of money. You're going to stop. Okay, most of my patients who were cocaine addicts, they stopped. All right, but then they're seeing me because they want to fix their heart. Right? They want to fix their moods. They have mood disorders. Many of them, they act bipolar. They act, they have huge mood swings. And, you know, there's not a lot I could do. Not a lot I could do for you. No, not because I'm Dr. Dahlia. It's just in general. Any doctor would have a difficulty. It's not just me. You guys are being mean. Very mean. Okay, speaking of being kind of mean, looks like restaurant racism reveals 40% of waiters admit they discriminate against black customers because they say black customers do not tip well. A new study suggests that African Americans still face subtle prejudice in at least one area of life, dining out. Now, they did a survey of waiters in North Carolina and revealed that nearly two-fifths admitted to treating customers differently depending on their race. And as many as 90% said they had participated or overheard racially charged conversations among their coworkers. Yeah, so racism is an issue. I mean, everybody says racism is over. It's not. It's still out there. All right. Let me see. The article is published in Journal of Black Studies, reported the results of a survey of 200 food servers. Okay, so that's a small one. They said many of the waiters questioned said they perceived African-Americans to be less polite than others. I didn't notice that when I waited tables. While some added that they thought black diners tipped less generously. I got to tell you, you know who tipped me the worst? The ones who I gave bad service to. The ones who were drunk. They would just forget, or they would pretend to forget to not pay the bill or pretend not to tip. That was the worst part. I loved waiting tables. I loved talking to people. I loved having fun with them. But I got to tell you, the worst tippers were my drunks. Those were the ones. Now, there's an alcoholic. And those people, I look at a lot more kindly than drunks. And you guys know what I mean. You know, carousing, flirting, trying to grab at your butt, and they don't even tip you? No. So I'm done with that. Anyway, they said, let me see. They said 52% of those surveyed said they had seen their colleagues discriminate against African-American patrons. Close to 90% heard gossip. One waiter who was black said, I am embarrassed at the seemingly deliberate ignorance of African Americans when it comes to tipping. What restaurants are they talking about? I didn't see that. Like I said, my biggest problem were drunks. But, you know, you it's very interesting because you hear how, you know, people are like, you know, racism is over. You know, there's no discrimination. Everybody's getting along. No, they're always, you know, and I hear patients even tell me. They go, well, yeah, you know, I live next to Italians. I go, and? Yeah, well, you know, I live next to Italians. And I go, what's your point? I love Italians. What, you mean, you know, they invite you over to dinner and you get some yummy food? But people do that all the time. You know, they go, yeah, there's Jews in my neighborhood. And I go, and? Well, they don't put Christmas lights up. You know, they damper the whole neighborhood. I'm like, you know, so I go, I'm Jewish. You know, I cut us some slack. So, you know, there's always going to be forms of racism. And that was kind of an interesting study. But you see, I live in Las Vegas, and so I get a lot of the cab drivers, and they tell me their biggest problems with tippers isn't blacks or whites or Americans. It's the foreigners. The foreigners that come, that many of them, they don't tip. And so, and from what I understand, a cab driver cannot discriminate against who their fare is going to be. You know, they're in a line. Many of them are in a lineup, either at the airport or at the hotel. So they have to take the next person. And, you know, I guess it would be very difficult to tell if it's a European versus American, unless if I guess the European has something on his shirt saying, I love America. Okay, then you know. And they aren't allowed to keep, they have to. But, again, I didn't see that too. When I waited tables, I got tips. Maybe it's because I was really, really good. I was probably a damn good food server. Yes, I dropped the plate. Yes, I, you know, mixed up orders because the chefs couldn't read my handwriting. And yes, I would, you know, pour beers with too big a head on it. And I would have trouble with the wine cork. And, you know, wine cork would fall into the bottle of wine. And yeah, but who doesn't? Okay, now let's talk about this Carmageddon. For those who join us, this is the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. All right, so there may be a baby boom. Remember Carmageddon, where the 405 freeway in L.A. was closed down for an entire weekend? It was about a 10-mile stretch. Now, I'm trying to figure out what month that happened, but from what I understand, we're coming up on the 9-month mark. Now, Providence Medical Center in Tarzana, Dr. Joey Russo says even though he delivers, or she delivers 8 to 10 babies a month, she's done 8 deliveries in the last 2 weeks. She couldn't go on vacation. Well, I can't go on vacation. Join the club. In a 30-minute period, there were 5 deliveries at once. She thinks it was Carmageddon. Now, remember the baby boom that happened during the New York City blackout in 1965? Right? You know, and then there was, you know, 9 months later, tons of babies born. And we had some blackouts last year back east. So, I don't know. You know, I can understand also sitting in traffic, there'd be a baby boom. I mean, I've done L.A. traffic, all right? I went to school in L.A. when I went to UCLA. It's not fun. And there's plenty of time for sex. But apparently in L.A., these people chose to have sex when they couldn't drive. That's kind of interesting. Carmageddon. I just don't remember what month it was. Why can't I remember? Not that that matters, because I'm really interested in that. I find it hard to believe that a lack of traffic in California would cause more people to have sex. I just can't believe it. Okay. All right, guys. So what's going to happen in the next hour? I don't know. I haven't thought that far. We're going to probably talk about this mad cow disease, this case that they found in California. What is mad cow disease and what to do about cows that are mad? We also have issues here with student loans. College students are getting pretty ticked because their interest rate is supposed to double if Congress doesn't get their act together pretty quickly. We're also, and this is going to be a big shocker, I guess women who try on swimsuits get anxious and depressed. Really? Yeah, they did a study. They spent money on this study. They did a study. They found that women feel anxious and depressed whenever they have to deal with bathing suit wearing. Don't ask. Don't ask. The salmonella sushi issue is still on the rise. We have more and more people getting sick with that. And it looks like our veterans, when they come back, they're in more car accidents than non-service members. Maybe it's because they don't have to follow traffic rules out there, and all of a sudden they have to do it here because it's less safe to be at a stop. All right? Don't go away. We'll be back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.